Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., supporting the Peace Through Business Program, which is an initiative by the Institute for Economic Empowerment of Women, IEEW.org. And we heard Terry Neese, the founder of that organization, earlier in the hour. Right now we're visiting with the person whose organization is providing the curriculum for the Peace Through Business Program, helping these women in Rwanda and Afghanistan understand how to be entrepreneurs and how to promote that in their countries. Dr. Kevin Fagan is here. He's the president of the Texas campus of Northwood University. Kevin, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've been with us many times before. Talk to us about the curriculum that your university is providing, not only here in the United States when the women come to visit and to study here, but in country.
Yeah, Jim, thank you. There are three key components to our curriculum. The first is, and very similar to what you'd find at any business school, you have the functional elements of management, of leadership, the fundamentals. And that would be consistent, as I said, at any institution. What starts to differentiate it for us at Northwood University, then, is our philosophy, that free market approach to business, those specific beliefs and values that entrepreneurs, people who believe in capitalism, that profit is not a bad thing to be pursuing, drive that. And then it's having faculty members who not only have the academic credentials to be teaching at an accredited institution, but they also have the experience within the field that they're instructing. So that has our faculty then are delivering the curriculum, and in this case, working with the women in the Peace Through Business program, they're bringing all three elements to the classroom. They're bringing those functions, the terminology, the theory of management in business. They're also bringing that philosophy of entrepreneurship, free markets, capitalism, and they're
bringing experiences from which liberty will ultimately spring.
Absolutely, absolutely. You combined all three of those. Now you are creating a society in which the freedom to not only, as you'd mentioned before, be mobile is there, but also the liberty then to have the right to pursue elements of freedom and the good that society can produce.
How many, now you've got students, I know your university has campuses all over the world, but these two programs in Rwanda and in Afghanistan, how hard was it to set up those campuses there, that curriculum there?
Well, from one perspective, it was very easy. And when I say very easy, we believe our curriculum, our philosophy, and what we do is universal. That, you know, it's based on individuals and individuals making choices and being responsible for their choices. So when you approach a curriculum from that perspective, the opportunity to have it be successful anywhere from our perspective is great. And then it was working with Dr. Neese, the Institute for the Economic Empowerment of Women, both organizations' visions are in alignment. So having that alignment there, having faculty understanding our purpose, our mission, and focused on delivering that, it really came about, you know, when I say easy, easy in the context that it was not a stretch for us. Certainly there's opportunities. Right. But it was something that that fit our mission and was well within the scope and capabilities of our faculty.
Is there a place where someone can go and see the curriculum, can see a catalog of the curriculum?
Yes, again, our website that I mentioned earlier, jimnorthwood.edu, and once you get to that homepage, there will be a tab about us. And when you go to that about us, there'll be the philosophy there. Also, if you click on any of the locations, you'll get to an academic homepage that will list courses. You can access the college catalog and get descriptions.
Northwood.edu, that's Northwood University, with residential campuses in three states, Florida, Michigan, and Texas, but also you got campuses in China, Switzerland, other places, right, Kevin?
We do. We very much have a global footprint. You know, our mission of trying to develop the leaders for a global free enterprise society means that we have to physically have more of a presence than just domestic. And so those two locations in China, Switzerland, Sri Lanka, and just think about that for a minute, Jim. Think about our philosophy, those things you and I have been talking about, and here we are delivering that in China.
It's a big deal. Hey, Kevin, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your participation. We'll see you next.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.